Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like you're running a marathon in your own mind, constantly beating yourself up for every little stumble? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help us navigate life's ups and downs with a little more grace? It's called self-compassion, and trust me, it's a game-changer. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion and how to cultivate it in our everyday lives. So buckle up, because this one is going to be a real eye-opener. Think of self-compassion like that warm hug you give yourself after a tough day. It's about recognizing that you're human, you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of berating yourself for those slip-ups, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a similar struggle. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your self-compassion muscle. First up, practice mindful awareness. Ever notice how often we jump to negative self-talk? I messed that up. I'm not good enough. Before you know it, those thoughts spiral out of control. Mindfulness helps us catch those thought patterns in the act. Pay attention to your inner dialogue and gently redirect it towards something more compassionate. Imagine a wise friend offering words of encouragement instead of harsh criticism. Next, acknowledge your shared humanity. Remember, everyone messes up. We all experience setbacks, failures, and moments of self-doubt. It's part of the human experience. When you feel like you're alone in your struggles, take a step back and realize that countless others are going through similar challenges. You are not defined by your imperfections. You are human, and that's perfectly okay. Thirdly, cultivate self-kindness. Imagine treating yourself as you would treat a loved one who is struggling. Would you berate them? No. You'd offer words of support, understanding, and encouragement. Extend the same compassion to yourself. When you make a mistake, forgive yourself. Remember that you are learning and growing, and that's what matters most. Now, let's talk about acceptance. Life is full of ups and downs, and there's no escaping that. Trying to control every outcome can lead to frustration and disappointment. Instead, practice accepting things as they are, without judgment. When challenges arise, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Embrace the present moment with all its imperfections. Finally, take care of yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep. Eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you forgot an important meeting because you were distracted by something else. Instead of beating yourself up with self-criticism, take a moment to acknowledge your human fallibility. Okay, I messed up this time, you say to yourself, but that doesn't define me, it's just one instance. Then, focus on learning from the experience. Maybe you can set reminders for important events or create a more structured schedule to help prevent this from happening again. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend in need. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. You deserve it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. And if you enjoyed it, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find the show and discover the power of self-compassion. Until next time, keep decluttering those negative thoughts and embrace the amazing journey that is your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.